thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verses 8 and 9 is our passage today. Here's what it says. We have a little sister, and her breasts are not yet grown. What shall we do for our little sister on the day she is spoken for? If she is a wall, we will build towers of silver on her. If she's a door, we will enclose her with panels of cedar. The Song of Solomon pulls no punches regarding sex, but it is in no way crude or vulgar. Through exquisite poetry, the book vividly describes this beautiful gift from God in the context of marriage. Today's passage explains that the training for biblical sexuality begins at home. The family asks, how can we prepare our sister for God's gift? And then there are two conditions. If she is like a wall, we will build towers of silver on her. The city wall was strong and protected those who lived within. The city wall was strong and it protected those who lived within from enemies. The tower was where the battle gear was hung. The battle gear gave a sense of strength and security. So if a young girl remained strong like a wall, refusing to give in to sexual temptations, the family would encourage and honor her virtue. Now, if she is a door, we will enclose her with panels of cedar. Now, what does that mean? Well, if the young woman was promiscuous, open to the advancement of men, then the family would place restrictions on her in order to protect her from danger prior to marriage. As the young girl, and by the way, this instruction applies to men as well, as the young person matures and becomes sexually aware, it is the parent's responsibility to encourage proper behavior and restrict improper behavior. This type of interaction is not easy. It takes time and energy that only those who love a person are willing to give. This is not the description of an overly strict family, but one who cares enough to do their job in teaching sexual responsibility. Father, I pray that you will give moms and dads the courage they need to teach and train their children in the area of sexuality. Our children are going to learn about sex. I pray that learning takes place in a healthy way in the healthy environment of the home. In Jesus' name, amen.